Disclaimer. The following episode discusses topics such as sexual assault, gun violence, and mental abuse, and may be triggering to certain viewers.
If you feel uncomfortable during any moment of this discussion, please pause the podcast and do what you think is best from there.
Viewer discretion is advised. Oh, sorry, I thought we were both going to do that. Hey, hello, and welcome to the third episode of the Untitled TV Review Podcast. I am Johnny Thames.
I'm Jasmine Lafita.
And for this episode, we watched probably one of my favorite shows that I've ever watched for this podcast. I am talking about the HBO Europe adaptation of the first book in the Beartown series.
It's not a series.
Oh, there's a sequel.
What? There's a sequel?
Yeah, Us Against You.
Sorry. I don't have to read that.
So, do you want to start us off?
So, I have read the book Beartown before, and it's one of my favorite books of all time. I watched the show, and while there are some decisions that they made that I didn't like, I think it was an amazing adaptation of a really great book. The only thing, one of the issues that I had with it was, I thought that the first episode of the show was pretty much unnecessary. Because one of the interesting things about the book is that it opens in media res. It's not supposed to be a story like one of those feel-good sports movies, which is kind of like what the first episode felt like. It was all about, like, making the hockey team go from last to first place, which I just thought was odd and out of place. The whole allure of the book is the fact that they were already at the top. It was all about, like, these kids who were at the top. They had all the power. And the first episode of, like, them working their way up there felt a little unnecessary.
I don't think it was more of a feel-good sports movie. I think it was more on the end of deception, because throughout the series there have been moments where the writers and directors have deceived the viewer. For instance, spoiler alert, at the end of the first episode, they make us seem like Maya is the main character of the show. It kills one of the other characters who, to avoid spoilers, violated her.
Yes, and I do think that there was that, but I feel like the initial scene, for like the first scene that you see in the show, is you don't really see their faces, but you see Kevin running away from Maya, who has a gun and then aims the gun at him, and then you cut to like the opening credit scene. I think that part was good. I thought that was interesting. That's the same way that the book begins, is where it says that a teenager aims a gun at another teenager and then fires, but you don't get to know who. I thought that the reveal that they were Kevin and Maya was a little cheap, and I just didn't like the fact that you knew who they were. I thought that, like, to leave that mystery throughout the show, and then when it finally happens and you realize that it's Maya and Kevin, I thought that would have been good. But yeah, I thought that the review was a bit the end of the show was a bit off.
This is just kind of my interpretation from the topic of a film viewpoint. When you're making a film, you do have to tend to spoon feed your audiences certain things, mm-hmm. such as that. And I also I think they also had the idea of, why are they doing this? In the first episode, they're portrayed as friends. Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
And I thought that was also interesting, the fact that they were displayed as friends, and also the fact of, like, Maya being the new girl, because part of, like, the part of the book was that, like, they weren't outsiders. Like, yes, they had moved from Canada, but, like, they were already integrated into Beartown.
Plus, her dad came from Beartown.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, just, like, that whole idea was a little odd, I thought, like, because, like, that's, like, another problem that I had with the first episode, was, like, getting to see, like, the family, the Anderson family, Maya's family move in. Because, like, the whole thing with, like, the book starts in the middle of everything. Like, Maya's already, like, integrated into the town. They're, like, and all that stuff. The hockey team's already at their semifinals. And it's just kind of, like, it's a bit, like, tough to follow at first, but once you pick it up, it's really interesting.
That's very intriguing, and now that I think of it, that would actually make for a very good idea for films. So, yeah, I might be misunderstanding. Do they show, like, a lot of flashbacks, or...?
There are lots of flashbacks. For example, in the first episode, there's a scene of, there's a scene where Kevin is where Kevin goes out in the middle of the night and then starts shooting pucks inside of freezing cold weather.
I remember that.
Because apparently he missed a shot. That's done in the form of, like, it's almost an anecdote that a character tells another character. And I feel like that has so much more impact because the fact that, like, it's almost the fact that it's a character, like, talking about Kevin, like, as if he's some sort of, like, divine figure, like, inside of that scene, like, talking about his feats and all of that stuff, that just adds to the show so much more than almost just showing us what happened.
Exactly.
So I think that was a bit of a choice on the show's part that I didn't like that much. But, and also, another part of the show was that the fact that the book was far more focused on the people, whereas the show seemed to be focused on the town as a whole.
Yeah, another thing I noticed in the first episode is that they were trying to introduce the whole issue of politics coming into it. And that isn't just for that episode. It spreads throughout the entire series.
Yeah, like, the book was very political. Like, it did include politics, but the book was less about the actual politics of the situation and more about how people felt. Like, the whole point of the novel, it's not a sports book. It's not a crime novel. It's a book about people. It's a book about, like, the relationships people have with each other. It's a book about loyalty. And I feel like the show, in making it about politics and more of, like, an entity as a whole, kind of diminished the message of the book and, like, the complex, like, relationships between people.
Exactly. And I'm going to be frank, I haven't read the book, but what you're saying seems like they took a lot of liberties. They put some of the other stuff that was very important in the book into a shredder.
Yeah, I do think so. Like, the show standalone is excellent, but as someone who's read the book, I couldn't help but notice a couple of these, like, things that just kind of bothered me from, like, just, like, the book. And, but another thing that I found interesting was the coach who coached the junior team, his name is David. He plays a much larger role in the books. In the show, you only kind of get to see him as, like, the characters, the hockey players like him, but you don't get to see the full extent of how he's, like, a father figure to all of them.
The only way you see him is, they took the team away from me. Give it back to me.
Yeah, also in the book, Peter never takes the team from him. Peter is the general manager of the hockey center. He never is the coach of the junior team.
Also, one thing I realized in the series, in the show, he was generally incompetent.
Yeah, Peter in the show, I felt like they just really cheapened his character so that they could create someone who was supposed to be, like, morally gray.
I was talking about both of them. They're both generally incompetent.
Yeah, yeah. Both of them are kind of generally incompetent, but, like, the book, it includes, like, these deep relationships with, like, especially between, like, Benji and Kevin, like, because Benji doesn't have a father figure to look up to, and Kevin's father is a pretty horrible person. So both of them find a father in David, and they have such a deep relationship. And it's just interesting to see, like, how that plays into it. And I feel like the show just cheapened David's character a lot by just kind of his only personality trait is that he wants the team back.
Exactly, and that's where they had the politics going.
Yeah.
Go in, and it makes sense for a standalone because this stuff happens in real life.
Yes.
But that's not what the book was about.
That's not what the book was about. The book, well, it was, I feel like the book was political, but it wasn't a political statement of a book. It was more so, it was a story, and it was a very interesting story, but it was meant to show things. It was meant to, like, not necessarily convince readers of things, but to display how life is. But it wasn't meant to, it didn't have an agenda, and the show sometimes felt like it did have an agenda.
Oh, yeah, it's HBO Europe.
Yeah.
So, to get into the actual points, instead of just making this whole thing a rant.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry for saying. One of the best things they did was foreshadowing. Mm-hmm. For instance, when Maya sings a song about the butterflies. I can't remember the whole thing, but I remember the scene. I had the feeling that something was going to happen to her.
Yeah, they do, like, the show does have, like, this really good sense of, like, almost like it doesn't quite, like, you can still see, like, especially in the first episode, that there's something, like, wrong, there's something off about the town, but it does a really good job of, like, almost, like, including that, like, eerie sense of, like, something big is going to happen.
Exactly. I kind of noticed that, like, in the first episode, there's this whole speech about predator and prey, yeah. And that leads, that kind of leads into the whole thing of something big is going to happen. Is gonna happen.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
And there were some more obvious ones, like Peter's speech to the hockey team, like made Kevin, part of my mouth, overconfident douche with a lot of trauma.
Yes, it did. Like, I thought, like, a lot of those things were done very, very well by the show.
And this is, this next point is an issue I have, not about the show, but in life in general. Parents with high expectations who hurt their kids are not okay. You have to let them live their life how they want to without any meddling from yourself. They sort of need to grow on their own. They can't just be spoon-fed things all the time. And and most of all, they cannot hurt their kids.
Yes, 100%. I think that the show did a really good job of depicting this in Kevin's relationship with his father. Like, Kevin is a horrible person in the show, but, like, he isn't just that. You can see, like, that he has complex feelings. He has trauma, and that does not even remotely excuse his actions. But it adds a certain layer of complexity to him as a person, especially, like, with his, because his father is emotionally abusive, and occasionally it does appear that he's physically abusive of Kevin.
Because he hits him and he tells him to get out of the car in below freezing weather.
Yeah.
In only a hoodie.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can kind of see how, like, you can kind of see how damaged he is as a person and, like, the damage that, like, this abuse can do unto someone.
Alright, I have two, like, very short points, but I feel like they are kind of just underdeveloped, but I am going to use one of them. Mm-hmm. Regardless of whether you like a person or not, and they were in a situation where they were violated, you have to listen to them.
Yes.
It's shown off very well in the show that if you don't listen, it can end up causing a lot more harm than has already been done.
Yeah, I think that, like, both the show and the book really focus on, like listening to victims and, like, also, like, the harms of victim blaming. Like, and just, like, showing, like, how, even in the show, this was a decision that I didn't like the most about the show. But it was interesting to see, like, even Peter, Maya's father, starts to doubt her story at a certain point.
Yeah, because he's so close to Kevin that he's just delusional.
Yeah, I will say, though, that was a decision that I really didn't like in the show, because it seemed like Peter's character just really, like, went down the drain, because in the books, he's a good person. Like, he has a few moral lapses, but he's a good father, and he never doubts his daughter. And just, like, the fact that, like, it almost felt like they wanted to combine David's character into Peter's character.
Yeah.
But they kind of almost forgot that David's character and Peter's character are almost completely contradictory. So that's why you end up with, like, Peter, like, they're trying to portray him as a good father, but also not the best person. So it's just a bit of a weird, a weird split inside of the character that I thought was odd.
And what sucks about Peter, like, trying to defend Kevin is that this happens in real life. For instance, I know people that have told me that they know people who still believe that Michael Jackson is innocent.
Yeah, like, there are people who still don't listen to victims, like, just because the person is, like, a sort of celebrity. Like, in this case, Kevin is the town's, like, biggest celebrity.
Exactly.
Like, he's, like, pretty much Michael Jackson, except for with hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, so, like, the fact that, like, Peter believes Kevin over his own daughter is just, like, that scene did rub me the wrong way, but I feel like it does have, like, it shows something larger about, like, our society.
And I think we've kind of gone into this various times. This show has a lot of parallels and accuracies between what happens in real life.
This is a very real show. Like, I know, like, there are plenty of shows that have tried to, like, shows that try to tackle, like, topics like, like, sexual assault in high school and, like, and just, like, different aspects of like, high school culture that fail miserably. This show did a really good job in doing so. The characters were brutally real. Like, they felt like they were real people as opposed to, like, blanks, like, cliches, character slates. So, I mean, I thought that this show was extremely real. The events that happened are so real. Like, I mean, it's not some sort of caricature. It's not, it's neither, like, this, like, utopian perfect world, nor is it, like, an everything sucks and we're all gonna die sort of mentality. It's just real, and I think that's one of the best parts of, that's one of the greatest strengths of both the book and the show.
Exactly, and we've sort of brought up some of the ones, like, the people believing the abuser is innocent. We briefly talked about people putting an agenda on things that, shouldn't have one.
Mm-hmm.
And these are two ones that I sort of noticed, like, when I was first watching this, I was like, this is gonna sound weird. This has a lot of parallels to the reaction of the Me Too movement.
Hmm.
I think it does,
yeah.
I didn't want to bring politics into this, but that's just something I noticed.
Yeah, like, I just think that this does mirror, like, whatever you believe, it does mirror the reaction to the Me Too movement, because, like, whatever you believe, you do know that there are people who deny victims and who believe that these horrible things didn't happen to them or that they're lying, which is something which, I mean, the show deals with really well.
Some other points I had is that people using an issue like this as an excuse to get what they want while not holding any regard for what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've talked about that already.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so I think, unless I'm wrong, we've covered everything, right?
Yeah, there is just one other thing that I do want to bring up, which is one of the parts of the book that I think that this is just something that couldn't be translated on screen, but there were so many more characters. Like, there were so many more different people who all have, like, their own motivations. They all have their own stories. Like, for example, Maya's mom. Inside of the show, she's kind of just, that's all she is. She's Maya's mom.
And she's just there as, like, a cameo character.
Yeah, pretty much. But in the book, she has this whole storyline. She's an attorney inside of a big city, and she has...
And they tried to show that off, but they only did it for, like, a few scenes.
Yeah, like, I mean, she's an attorney in a big city. She has to balance the fact that she wants to be around her kids, but she also wants to work a career and just stuff like that, and how she felt like a bit of a... How, like, in the books, she has so much, like, motivation, and there are also just, like, other, like, figures around the town that either weren't in it or weren't represented well or inside of it, that I just thought, like, I know that since it is a TV show, it's tough to introduce, like, this huge, like,
without doing a few seasons.
Yeah, without, like, having it be even longer.
And I'm assuming they left it open so they could try to adapt Us Against You.
Yeah,
which is the... Like I said, it's the sequel.
Yeah, so, like, I thought that was a bit of, like, part of the show that it didn't necessarily hurt the show, but it really added to the books to include those things. And also, this is just a little bit of a nitpick, I suppose, but I feel like a book like Beartown, it's incredibly difficult, if not impossible, to accurately adapt on screen. I feel like a lot of books are, but this book in particular, because part of the reason that the book is so appealing is just, like, the cutting writing inside of it, the, like not the dialogue, but, like, the actual writing, like, the way that he portrays these events that just don't translate on screen. But it's kind of just, like, but with that all being said, that the book would be impossible to adapt, I think that this show is just about as good as it could be.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there are lots, like, with everything that I've said, with all of, like, the issues that I've had with it, this is an amazing TV show. It's amazing depiction of teenage life, and it's one of the best shows I've ever watched.
So, with that said, that is it for this episode. If you or someone you know needs support, please visit www.hbo.com/beartown/resources. With that being said, that's the end of this episode of the Untitled TV Review Podcast. Once again, I am Johnny Thames.
And I'm Jasmine Lafita.
And we'll see you next time.